Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome to Coco Caliente, a mother and daughter production where we talk about everything and nothing all at the same time. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Jenny.
Thanks for being here. We hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving. Ours was good, right?
Yeah, we had a great Thanksgiving. Jesse did have way too much meat. I think he was putting stuff in the freezer. He's got meals for a long time.
He's probably not upset about that, though.
No, he's not. And actually, the next day on Friday morning, Dave and Jesse left on their first trip together. They're on a hunting trip in Indiana, and they don't come back until tomorrow. So they left on Friday, and they're not coming back till Wednesday. And this is like their first father-son thing that they've done. So I can't wait to hear everything about it. They sound extremely, extremely tired every time I talk to them, like exhausted. It's been like they get up at 3:30 or something. I don't know. And then they have coffee, then they get dropped off, and then they sit out in a shack all the way till like 6 o'clock till it's dark. Then they come back and they feed them, and then they have to drive back to the lodge thing that they're staying at. And then he said they go to bed at 10:30, and I think there's like 6 or 7 guys staying in the lodge room they're in, but there's like 17 of them all together. So I'm sure they said they've been making some friends. Nobody has, there's very strict rules, you know, it has to be, you know, a very, very nice deer, and very strict rules about what you can shoot. So none of them have gotten any deer, and they come home tomorrow. So hopefully they're not too bummed out about that, and they just like the experience. Like I said, it was the first one. So I'm just hoping they got lots of funny stories and they had a good time together.
I'm excited for them to tell their story.
My husband just doesn't like to waste his money. So he's going to be like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to be doing that for a while again. Like that's just my feelings on what he's going to say about it. But I don't know. And it's been very minimal. He'll text me a little bit during the day, and then I'll talk to him at night. And that's been my whole thing.
It's weird. It's for mom. I said to her, because obviously every husband and wife, maybe not every, but most husbands and wives have like things that annoy each other about them. And so my dad will have a couple things at night that my mom will call me and say, your dad's doing this again. And I said, Do you miss dad with his iPad sitting in that rocking chair? And she said, yes, I do. She said,
I can live by myself. I cannot live by myself. But what he does with the iPad that is funny is he's the one that turns, I will be doing stuff on my phone or whatever. So I'm not watching TV anyways, but he picks something on TV after the news he watches like regularly. Then after that, he picks something on TV. He turns the TV loud, like pretty loud. So I'm just like, okay, you know, and I'll just kind of pay attention to it and then do what I'm doing too, or whatever I'm doing. But then he gets on his iPad and he starts playing music videos or whatever pops up on my Facebook wall, like that he's watching. And so it's like, with my bad hearing, it's hard. It's too loud sounds, because he has the iPad as loud as it goes and he has the TV really loud. So I'm just like, just pick one, you know? And he's like, I'm just watching TV. It's just something came on. I'm like, 20 minutes later, I'm like, you're still listening to stuff on the iPad. So if I'm tired, or I mean, if I'm done doing everything I have to do in the kitchen for the night or living room, then I end up going upstairs and then let him just listen to his two sounds. I don't know how he can do it. Maybe it's because it's my hearing.
So I can't take all that either. But what's really funny is, so my dad, everybody has like, what kind of pajamas do you wear, by the way? Like, are you like a pajama person where you have like nice pajamas that match and, you know, you're very like good with coordination? Or are you just kind of, I kind of just throw on whatever. I have lots of like nice comfy pajamas, and I have favorite ones. But if they're dirty, sometimes I just throw on like an oversized t-shirt and shorts or something. Well,
Dave has lots of pajama pants and shirts, but he chooses to wear long johns most of the time.
And so what I was going to say is, the other day, Victor and I went over there and my mom bought my dad her an Arrow matching pajamas like 2 years ago, or was it last year? I don't know, but they're plaid, white and black plaid pajamas. Well, then anyways, we're just not used to seeing my dad in actual like pajamas anyways, because he normally will wear like a holy work shirt and that's clean
in
his long johns, and that, and his hair sticking up and, you know, holes in his socks. It's like, Dad, anyways. So
holes in his socks are, no, I throw all his socks. He does not like to waste anything. I think he wants me to sew them, but like if I get, as soon as I see them, like for some reason, I'm going to defend his hole in his socks. I buy him new socks constantly. It's the way he walks and the way he rubs in his work boots. It's been his entire life. His socks last like 4 wears and then they're done. And so then, but like, and if it just gets a tiny hole, it goes to the whole heel.
It's just in the heel.
Yeah. The heel rips out. Like I think it's how he rubs his feet.
But I honestly think that he doesn't care. And so anyways, it's just like, that's how I'm used to seeing my dad. Like that's him and his element, cozy, whatever. Well, the other day he had on that pajama top that my mom had gotten 2 years ago, and Victor walks in and he goes, Dave, you got a dress shirt on? And I was like,
Dave's like, I think it's pajamas. I'm like, this is pajamas.
And I'm like, no, that's a pajama shirt. He goes, I was going to say, that's a pretty tight dress shirt you got on. But anyways, it's just funny because Victor's so not used. These are literal plaid pajamas. Victor's so not used to seeing my dad in pajamas. He thought he was wearing a dress shirt with long johns. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is bad. But it was just, it really made me laugh, because then after Victor said it, I like looked at my dad from a distance. I'm like, I can see how he got that, the dress shirt. Dad's like, no, this is pajamas, right? I'm like, yes, Dad, it's pajamas.
And like, literally, when I, and the funniest thing is, when I packed him for this trip, I showed him, I'm like, these are your pajama pants and this is your pajama shirt, just so you know. But I don't know, he probably stayed in his clothes until he literally put his pajama pants on and went to bed. But he does have a lot of pajamas. He just likes to sleep in his long johns and his t-shirt. That's how
you just get used to something. That's the thing is, for me, I would say my pajamas, the ones that I like, are really ugly and unaesthetically pleasing because they're just old shirts or whatever. So when I go on a trip, I have to, like, where I know people will see my pajamas, I'm like, okay, I have to think about what I'm going to be wearing to bed so I don't get judged. But
and Nicole bought me really nice pajamas and like 3 or 4 pair. And I do wear them once in a while. Half the time I wear the wrong shirt with the wrong pants, though. It just depends.
It's easy to do that.
What I just grab or whatever. But I wear them more when we go on vacations. I wear nice pajamas every single day. And Dave actually wears pajama pants and a t-shirt when we go on vacations too, because
he
doesn't have long johns when it's. He doesn't pack long johns with him. But anyways, but when I'm at home, like my t-shirts that are got holes in them and some shorts or pants, depending on like if it's hot or cold out.
Mom has these one pair of olive green pants that me and my dad hate. Did we talk about that already?
No.
And
they're really old, and they're Victoria's Secret pink. They're pink.
They say pink on them.
Yeah, but they have like a big hole on one knee and another hole on the thing. And they like, they'll talk about me behind my back. They'll be like, we need to get her some pajamas. I feel sorry for her.
And no, they're so comfortable. I say, Mom, I got you. new pajamas, because Dad will text me and say, she's wearing those pants again.
They're so comfortable. I've had them like 12 years, and they're so comfortable. But yeah, I would not wear them in front of anybody except for my family. But they were really nice pants when I first got them.
Yeah, well, I'd say that they did you good. You loved them.
Yeah, so like that's how it is with my clothing. Either I get so much use out of it that it probably
your
cost
shoes,
me
you do that.
Probably cost me one penny each time I wore it at the most, or else I get no use out of it. Like
see,
I wore it one time and that's it. It's like a one time wear. Mm-hmm. I'd rather get multiple wears out of each.
You just need to rebuy that style of pants again into a. Do you know what I mean?
I have so many other stuff. I don't need that style. It's just that when they get out of the dryer, guess what? I see them and I'm like, oh, my pants. They're just, they don't even make it into like any drawer. Anything.
It's
like, oh, my pants, I'm slipping them on. They're so comfortable. Just like how most women, I'm going to say, I don't ask this, but I see it and I read about it. But most women, the minute they get home and they're not going anywhere, they take off their bra. Well, right when I get home, I look for some comfy pants and I put them on.
I do that too, Mom. But the pants just...
They just got to go.
They got to go.
They really aren't that bad, you guys.
Yes, they kind of are. I guess they're not that bad. They're just... I've had pants where mom has said to me, you need to get rid of those. I'm sick of looking at them and stuff. So sometimes you need someone that loves you to tell you, because I don't know. I feel like.
Yeah, just she does have a couple pair of pajama pants that I kind of hide on her. So see, you know what I mean?
I have this ugly yellow oversized tee with bleach stains all over it. That I just can't find myself to throw it away, and I just love wearing it at night. And I'm pretty sure Victor hates it. So anyways, I'm not the type to wear like cute pajamas to bed. I do have one really awesome pair from Cozy Earth, and I wear them as much as possible. But besides that, like, I really don't wear cute pajamas to bed.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, so answer on the page if you like what you wear for pajamas, and also if you wear slippers. I love slippers. I think they're so pretty, but I cannot wear slippers. I am a barefoot kind of girl, and
me too.
No matter how much I try to put slippers on, I can't keep them on. But I'm jealous of the people that can walk around with their little cute slippers, because I can't not wear slippers.
Yeah, I don't like my feet getting real hot, I realized. And I don't think you do either, because but Arrow always wears cute. Arrow has a new pair of cute pajamas on every night. Well, I mean, fresh new set of pajamas.
Arrow's so adorable in pajamas. See, maybe we'd be cute in cute pajamas too.
Yeah, I know.
Because that's my favorite thing. I'm like, if I come over and I see his little chubby chin, it's smiling at me with his with his pajamas on, I'm like, oh my gosh, Mia cannot resist her baby in pajamas. Yeah, oh, he's just
so
like,
sweet.
I just got him some new Christmas Mickey Mouse ones yesterday, and I can't wait for him to spend the night and wear them.
Yeah,
talking about spending the night, we're trying to wean him. And with Dave leaving, I ended up staying the night with Nicole on Friday night, right?
One night or two nights.
Two nights. Friday night and Saturday night. And so she tried sneaking off and sleeping in a different room. And both nights he woke up and wanted mama. So, I mean, we were working on it, though.
Yeah.
And I fell twice this week.
Yeah.
When once I'm like, Dave, I said, Dave, you got to come home. I already fell twice. The first time was in the middle of the night. I was trying really hard to not give him to Nicole. And so, I don't know where I told him she was. Maybe I said she was working or something, but I said, what can I get you? You know, when I was trying to talk to him, he said he wants a pacifier, and he does not take a pacifier. He's never taken a pacifier. Maybe for the first, what did he take one for? 2 months?
Yeah, maybe.
Like 2 months old,
but he got barely.
He got rid of his pacifier. But he just still had, there's still like in his drawer. There was some in the drawer. Sometimes he played with them, like pushing them towards his stuffed animals or something. So all of a sudden he says he wants a pacifier. So I'm like, well, where is a pacifier? So I get up, I got up fast because I wanted to hurry up, and it was pure dark in the guest room, and I tripped and I like landed right. It's carpet in there.
And I feel really bad.
There was carpet in there, and he was crying before that, and he's like, Mia, you okay? Well, that got him to quit crying. Mm-hmm. And then I came and looked out here and I couldn't find it. And then I went back in to the bedroom and he just said to turn on the TV. So we turned on the TV for a while and then I finally got him to go back to sleep. But so that night he did good. What time did he come in?
And then I think he came back in
like a couple hours late. Yeah, I got him to come for about 4 hours and then he
can smell when I'm gone.
And then
where's my mom?
And then my other fall was today. I was carrying a bunch of stuff down my basement steps. And like Arrow brings a lot of toys from all over. So I was just carrying them. But then there was a bag there, like, cause I was just getting garbage ready. So the trash, I was like making a bag, actually. Nicole, you'd be proud of me. One was garbage. And mm-hmm. then I was doing a garage sale one. And then I was doing a thrift store one. So mm-hmm. I had like all the bags sitting there. And somehow my toe caught, I think must have hit the bag, or else I don't know what I stepped on. But next thing I knew, I went down all 5 stairs and I was on my shoulder with, I hit everything except for my head. So I was really happy that I didn't hit my head, but I landed like right all the way down with my feet still up on the steps and my head down at the bottom, like underneath the desk that's down there. And then I landed like on my shoulder and on my one knee. So, but I was like, oh my gosh, it scared me a little bit.
That's so stressful.
But my mom falls and like mm-hmm. I always like think, how can you fall down the steps so much? But if you're doing things fast and you're not paying attention, I think it's really easy to, and usually I'm pay attention to things I'm doing, but I don't know. I had my hands just way too full. That was the whole problem. I was trying to make, I don't want to keep going down there and taking the load. So it just made a huge load. Mm-hmm. And
I'm glad you're okay.
And I just had everything and I went down the steps.
And she didn't tell me for hours.
No, I told Dad though. When he called me, I said, oh, guess what? You need to come home. I keep falling.
Yeah.
He's like, take it easy.
Yeah. I'm clumsy too. So I told my mom, like, don't go outside. Like right now it's snowing here in Michigan. The roads are terrible. We just went out, me and mom and Arrow went out to dinner. We actually didn't go out to eat the entire time. It was just me and mom. And Arrow. So I guess this was, I don't know, we went tonight and
we both had to go to the bank and then mm-hmm. we both had returns at
Meijer.
So like for the UPS or whatever. So we just went and did that and it's mm-hmm. like Taco Tuesday. So I'm like, how about we go to Rachel's for Taco Tuesday? And
I said, hell yeah.
And the roads were perfectly fine on the way there. And I don't even think I would have realized that they were bad coming back, except for when she went around the corner, she like slid like yeah. pretty good. Mm-hmm. And then, we got behind a truck and he was going, how fast?
27.
Like, all the way to Ubley. So I was like, oh, and then.
So we went really slow too. I was scared. And then you can tell like whatever direction, I'm not good at directions, but like one direction was way worse than the other direction.
Yeah, like, so if, like, sometimes if it blows north or south or east or west. Dave, I'm bad with directions, too, so I'm not even going to say which roads those were. They're the roads. Thank goodness it was the short road we had to go.
Yeah. So, anyways, it's super slippery outside. I'm like, Mom, do not step foot outside if you don't have to. And my dad will usually, like, my dad does the driveways, and he does all the roads in town usually and stuff. But anyways, he salts good for... He kind of salts good for you, right? He like, does
no,
he salt?
At home he shovels everything.
He shovels everything. He doesn't
like
salt.
To put salt right yeah. out our door because he doesn't want it like all over, you know, all the white stuff in the house. But no, he does not. I mean, unless it's necessary, he does. But he actually like shovels everything. And then, mm-hmm. so Nicole picked me up and I was coming back to her house to podcast tonight. And so I went, she's like, I'm like, I got to grab a couple things and I'll get in my vehicle. And I went to go start my vehicle. And it has so much ice and snow on the windshield. So I really miss Dave for that too, because I never see that. He always cleans off. He gets up before he goes to work and he'll, if there's any snow on my window or ice, he gets it off for me so that I don't have to or, you know, to deal with it if he knows I'm going somewhere. And it's like, it's just so thick. So now she's got to drive me back home after.
Well, no, I was like, just get it stresses me out to have you walk in now that you're fallen walking. I need someone to be watching you walk back in the house.
Well, both times was when I was, this week was when I was moving fast. Once to hurry and get Arrow his thing. And then once when I wasn't moving fast, but once when I couldn't see, I had my hands so like, there was so much stuff in my hands. I couldn't like see this, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I just tripped.
Yeah.
It was just like, it's just a coincidence to fall two times in 1 week. It's just, I'm going to be really sore tomorrow. I can already feel it though. My back and my shoulder and my leg.
Great mother.
You always feel, does everybody know that you always feel worse? Not the day you do it, but the second day, at least I do. It like takes 2 days for all the owies to come out with me.
I think that's super. Yes, I agree.
And my mom stopped over today and I had said something to her about it. And she said, did you got bruises already? I said, oh, I got a lot of cushion. My bruises take a couple days to come through.
Mine take a couple days to come through.
But her bruises are like instant, but it's, I think she has some
Mariah's are instant as well. Yeah. Like if she's like, I'm going to bruise, she bruises in like 2 seconds. I'm like,
that's what my mom does too.
So yeah, it's gotta be something for me. I can feel like bruise it.
I bruise in the inside and then it comes to the outside.
Yeah. I think that's how it is too. Cause I'm like, just wait like 2 or 3 days. But yeah, there's this really cool app called Paired. It's a relationship app for couples. So like you and your partner just download the app together. Every day Paired gives you questions, quizzes, and games to have fun and stay connected and deepen your conversations. And you can just like never realize like what you actually learn through this app. Like there might be things that you feel like that you know about your partner that you don't, or can initiate conversations that you wouldn't think to like even talk about. So it's like really funny. I guess we laugh a lot when we do this, and my mom and dad have it too, and Victor and I have it. So it could just be for when you're a few dates in or have been together for a long time and you just like want to lighten the mood and have fun. So you guys can do that with using Paired. You just head to Paired, PAIRED.com/Coco to get a 7-day free trial and 25% off if you sign up for a subscription. Just head to Paired, PAIRED.com/COCO to sign up today. Connect with your partner every day using Paired. A happier relationship starts here. So mom, you don't have your tree up yet, do you?
No, I wanted to get it up while dad was gone, but I just did not have time to go and do it. I had him get the stand down before he left and nothing. Well, you got yours up, but it's still not decorated.
So I'm not doing any ornaments this year. Is that
just
bad?
Just doing lights?
Just doing the lights. And then I made a couple homemade ornaments and I think that's it. It looks good. I don't really plan. Maybe I'll get the tote out, but I just don't really feel like digging out the tote. I really want to. I like how my decorations look. It's simple. It's earthy and it's good. I don't know. It looks good, right?
Yeah, it looks good.
Next, I don't know. Maybe I will. I don't know. I think I used to be into more so the pretty stuff, and I have like the pink tree. I didn't put that up at all this year. And now I kind of just am into the simple homemade stuff. Who knows what it'll be next year, but it's just a lot of work getting out. I have like, I think 12 Christmas bins. That's insane. I need like 4.
That's the hardest thing. And then like, you only want 4 things out of this one and like 5 things. That's where I have trouble. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I don't want all that stuff. I just want, so it's almost when I put it away, I have to put on it the actual right stuff. This
the actual
number one important stuff. Yeah. This is it, you know?
Yeah. Cause you want to find your stockings.
So if you want just, yeah, you didn't even find your stockings yet.
Yeah,
right?
I did. They're up.
Oh, so you went through your bins a little bit then.
Yeah, I mean, every bin I picked was a winner. I just did.
And she has a lot of Christmas stuff because I know because I helped her put it away last year. Yeah. So I know that there is a lot of.
Well, we plan on putting a tree up at the Franny and the Fox store because the pink tree is so, so pretty. Well, it's not pink, but all the ornaments are pink. And we just like could not get to it. So I think
I'm glad we didn't though, because for one thing, the store is full, and another thing, then in another month, we'd be taking it down.
And Arrow would probably be breaking stuff. Cause they're all like glass. So yeah, that's what we'll do next year though. We'll take it up to the store and not put it up here. Cause I think I'm going to try to be moving some stuff around here, soon and make more practical use of my home. You know what I mean, Mom?
Yes, I know what you mean.
So yeah, you're going to go get your Christmas tree, hopefully this weekend with Dad. And maybe you'll have us along the way. Who knows? Arrow. I don't know. You should at least take Arrow with you.
Yeah. Well, the last 2 years he's talked me into, I've always had a real tree. And the last 2 years he talked me into the fake tree. He talked me into it 2 years ago. And I said, oh, just for this year only. And then it didn't bother me at all. I mean, it almost looked real by the time I packed all my ornaments and stuff on it and didn't have to worry about the water and the needles. So I just agreed, you know, and then so last year he said, I said, just get that tree out. And he said, oh, okay. And he was happy because I was going to use the fake one again. And then before he left, he said, I said something about the tree. And he said, you want me to get the tree down? I said, I think I'm going to get a real one this year. He's like, oh. And then he did get the right stand down that I need for the real tree because it has like a certain hole in it. And he didn't say anything else. So, and I did ask him on the phone today. I'm like, I didn't get a chance to grab the tree. You think we can go this weekend? And he said, yeah, we'll get it. So he's going to let me get one.
In my whole life, we always, as far as I remember, we had a real tree and I loved that. The reason that I stopped, which I'll hopefully start back up next year. Remember, Arrow was getting that weird rash.
And Tiffany had allergies from your tree too.
And so I was just, yeah, exactly. My Aunt Tiff had some allergies because she is allergic to some trees and stuff.
I think we picked the wrong kind of Christmas tree the first year you got one here.
Yeah. And so I've been a little bit hesitant to get one back in here since because
I gotta ask Tiffany what kind that is to avoid again.
Blue spruce is good, I think.
I think I get some kind of fir.
You get blue spruce.
I get like
spruce,
Douglas
right?
fir.
Oh, okay. Maybe blue spruce. Yeah, then that one might be too strong. Yeah, she was like having
I either get
really
balsam fir or Douglas fir. I get something with the word fir in the back.
Okay.
You got a different kind than what I get.
Because it was a tall one. I think we got a really...
I'll have to ask her what it is you got. I'm curious because I forgot. It's been a while now.
Yeah. So I think, well, next year I'll give that a go again and just look up the least allergy tree because it is good to get Arrow around it. I love what real trees smell like. I love what they look like. And around here, like, it's a whole, like, experience. You go out, you get to pick one, you can cut it yourself or they can cut it. And I don't know, I loved it as a kid. So we have a lot of tree farms. We have a couple locally, so we just go there.
And Arrow's funny because he calls the trees Christmas, right? Just Christmas. Because we went in Rachel's today and he said, oh, they have Christmas. Like, because he's seen the tree or whatever. And it was just so cute.
Every morning he comes around the bend and the tree is usually unplugged. I did have it plugged in the whole time Victor was gone for Thanksgiving because I was just like scared to have it completely dark in the house. But he comes around the bend and he'll be like, oh, Mom, the tree's off. We got to turn the tree on. I'm like, oh my gosh, we got to turn the tree on. So like I plug it in at the same time he hits the button, which is actually what turns it on. And he's like, wow. Like, I don't know. It's special. It's just like so cute. That's all I need. Like that tree has brought us so much happiness. So.
And he is like, this is the year he's actually remembering everything. And like, he's just, I cannot believe, I guess he's almost 2.5, but another couple months, but he is just so smart. Like anything I say, like, cause he still does his thing when he comes over, what's your idea? And he wants to do his idea. But if I like say my idea, he'll go, yeah, that's fine. That's fine. And I mean, I really know he's excited about it. Cause like yesterday when I said it, I'm like, how about we go in your room? Cause he always says to me, how about we go in my room? Well, he dumps everything out and you can't even like, I can't even move in that room when he's, once we go in the room, cause he wants to get every last thing out. And, so when I say, how about we go in your room? He's really excited deep down, but he's like, yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and then, last Saturday, was it Saturday or Friday?
I don't know what you're going to say.
Friday when we got a baby, Tiffany watched him. My sister Friday. Tiffany watched him last Friday. And so Nicole left first. I waited for Tiffany with him. And I said, you're going to have a babysitter. And he keeps saying, no, but Mia's my babysitter. You know, Mia's my babysitter. And he said, no, you're going to have Tiff. And he likes Tiff. So he said, okay. So I said,
he loves Tiff. Yeah.
So when I said, okay, you're going to lay down with when Tiffany wants to, when it's nap time, Tiffany's going to take you in the guest room and you can put on a movie and you're going to fall asleep by Tiffany. And he said, no, never, never. And I'm like, he's never said that before. I'm like, what? And he's like, never. And then she, I'm texting her.
Who
to
even
see,
says never like that for him to know what it means? Probably me.
He puts all the words though. He knows the right meaning of every word. He never uses words wrong. That's the crazy part. So anyways, then Tiffany, I was checking on him because Nicole was busy at the store. So I'm like, texted Tiff after a couple hours. I said, how's this going? She said, good. We played this and this, but he's really tired, but he will not come by me at all. And he's like determined that he's not going to go to sleep. And she sent me a picture. And he's sitting straight up, fell asleep. And there's wood on, wood drink holders on the couch. Yeah. Yeah. And he's like, looks so uncomfortable. Like he's almost falling on it. I'm like, pick him up and like move him. She's like, okay. She goes, I can't, you know, he just like looks at me and she goes, then he'll cry. So then I ended up, Ashley actually showed up at the store and I was like, hey, if you're going to stay here with Nicole. She said she's going to stay the rest of the time on Friday. And I said, well, if you're going to stay here, I'll head back so that Tiffany can go home and do what she's got to do. And I'll just go sit with Arrow. I walked in and he was crying. And she was like, thank goodness you weren't like the UPS or something, because I don't know how I was going to calm him down. Cause he heard the bell, like the big,
we have a alarm that goes off when the door opens in the garage.
And he knew, and all he kept saying is, Mama Mia, you know, he wanted one of us. And then I came in and
he loves napping with Mia. Yeah. I think he loves napping with me too, but he loves
nighttime with you and naps with me.
Yes. Yes, he does. So he's just like, oh, there's my pillow and my comfort.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Dad loves napping with mom. And my dad brags about how cozy mom is at night, that she's the heater. Oh, Nicole, you have no idea like how great it is to cuddle mom. And I'm like, yes, I do. I like to sleep and nap with mom too. But it's just so funny. My dad just like gets so excited when he's talking about cuddling my mom. He says that he understands why Arrow wants to cuddle her instead of him. So,
because dad is really bony. Yeah. I'm afraid. And he said he hasn't, because he's been out in the shack and stuff, he has not been eating very much. So I'm afraid he's going to come home even skinnier than he is. And his pants, all his work pants have been falling off him already. He never sits down hardly until nighttime, does he, Nicole?
No.
He runs from 3:30 in the morning until he sits in that recliner finally and goes on that iPad after the news. But so he gets like...
That's what keeps him going, though.
Like likes he likes to go.
He loves that. He thrives off of that. So for a while there, I was like, man, it would really stress me out. Like, I need to get my dad to relax. And you know what? Relaxing kind of makes him... Unless it's on vacation.
Relaxes good on vacation.
Yes, because he can't be doing anything around the house. But if you even try to force him to like relax when he's not wanting to, it just makes him kind of grumpy. And
even like camping, we camp 30 minutes away, 35. He comes right home in the morning after he gets up and has coffee there. And then he comes back late afternoon. He does not stay. He goes home and he says, no, I got stuff to do. And he likes to go home and do all his work. The only way you can honestly, you got to get him out of state in order to get him to relax. And so I think he's probably struggling with that a little bit right now, you know, with the trip a little bit.
I will say that you did a really good job in picking a husband, Mom.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
He's like, I don't think we even know how much he does, but I mean, he does so, so much that we know of, but like the littlest things.
Oh, I can tell at home right now what's not getting done that he does.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's just... I feel like there's not a lot of, I don't know a lot of guys like him. So I'm really proud. He's my dad and he works really hard, but he also like loves taking care of the family. And, you know, he's always around my yard, Jesse's yard, doing all the little things. And I always hope he like rubs off on Victor, but I mean, I don't know, but it's just, it's nice to have someone always like looking out for you. Like my dad is always,
Victor does. Victor's got that lawn mowing stuff under control and
he put those poles out.
Yeah. He's been doing, yeah, he does. And he like, did. Yeah.
Yeah. I just, cause I'm just, me and mom, we are kind of spoiled. Like my mom doesn't even ever have to get gas.
No,
do you?
No.
And I always get gas, but mom's like, dad will fill it up once gas. It hits half a tank. Like my dad.
I think I've gotten gas in my main vehicle once in the whole 3 years that we had it. Cause I didn't even know how it opened.
Oh my God.
And I honestly think I just got out and did it. And I still think, he wasn't with me. Yeah. One time in my vehicle, he gets gas every single time. But when he was working all them years, I got gas. And I mean, just since he's back around home, he does everything, like thing. He goes every day and empties all the garbages into the big garbage. He just has his pattern. He walks his routine. He walks through the house and the things that he does, that's what he does. But then he never, ever, ever washes dishes. I always wash dishes. He never, ever washes clothes.
Never makes his coffee.
No, that kind of stuff.
The thing is,
we each have our own
things. Yes, exactly. You guys know what you do and you fit together perfectly. Because
he does like to vacuum and sweep and mop. Like them are the three not all the time, but when I say, hey, you want to knock it out and do it together? He'll say yes. He always says yes.
And mom is just constantly on the phone with me, my brother, or my dad, just calming one of us down, or she goes through a lot like mentally and emotionally, I think. So she's like the glue that holds us together like that. And then my dad's like the physical glue, like the muscle. I don't know. It's just a great parenting combo. We're really lucky, but yeah. Anyways.
Yes. So well, thank you.
What else do you want to talk about? Let's talk about a couple other things. Let's see. Paris, what are you up to? It's really sad. Like when your dogs get old, it's really, really, really hard. So all of a sudden Paris and Beyonce, they can't hear very good at all. And they cannot see good. Like I will be right behind them calling their name and they're going forward, like looking for me. And I feel like this all happened like within the last 3 months. So it's just really, really sad because now, oh, they're just looking at me, but now it's just like so much harder to leave if you go on vacation or you go like in March. I'm already dreading, like, I know they stay with a really awesome woman, but I'm like, my gosh,
a woman who wants to steal Paris.
Yeah, she like loves Paris. Like Paris is so cute. I will say, like, for my mom thinks I favor Beyonce.
She does bad.
But I told her, like, well, I favored Paris for the first 8 years of their life and I think it's guilt. And so now like Beyonce's my girl. I love them both. I love them both the same. Just like you say you love me and Jesse the same.
I do love you the same. Okay. I don't favor one of you.
I do love. And
you do
I
favor
do think
Beyonce.
I think you favor Jesse.
I do not favor.
And but that's
Nicole,
fine.
I'm with you 90% and Jesse 10%.
That doesn't mean.
Jesse would think I favor her. She really does favor Beyonce. And I said that when I spent the night here the other day, because she always just like talks to her. And I don't think she even notices that she always says her name or Beyonce, come by me. Beyonce, sit on my lap. Beyonce.
Beyonce's emotional. Paris don't give two craps.
So that anyways, I said to her, you spoil her that night. And she goes, when she left, or I said something the next day, she did something and she goes, no, I don't favor her. And I said, oh, which one did you take in the other bedroom with you? I said, you left Paris and you took Beyonce.
And that's the only reason is because Beyonce will not sleep unless I'm with her. Paris doesn't care. You know why the dog sitter loves Paris? Because Paris is like, do-do-do-dee-da, I love you, I love anybody. And Beyonce is mopey and sad because she misses me. You know what I mean? So that's why. But Paris, you do miss me too. No, so Paris did. I do know the reason I know I favorited Paris is because when I first got them, I had a boyfriend or whatever, and he sent me a dog that looked like Paris and said, like, here's Paris to travel with wherever you go. And I'm thinking how, like, back then I'm like, oh my God, it's so cute. But then, I mean, it was very nice of him, but I'm saying like, wait, what about Beyonce? Like Beyonce just didn't exist because I know I favorited Paris so much that, so now I just feel like, okay, I'm going to even it out, but I try to play it really even.
And I think before I always favored Beyonce because Beyonce is the good dog, mm-hmm. where Paris is the crazy dog.
And Paris was always like just a little bit like cuter.
Like Paris, Paris is way cuter, but Beyonce is so cute too. Everybody that sees the dogs say they're the cutest dogs, but Paris was always, the only reason Paris is cuter is because she's a lot littler. Like she's just very petite, I think. And yeah.
She's the runt of the litter.
Yeah, she, and she's just, that's why, what made her cuter. Or, but she is
But
bad.
Now they're, do you know but that now Paris they're only is, half a pound apart?
But Paris is bad. Yeah, but now I don't even know. Now they're equally probably, now when I'm looking at them, they're probably, the last couple equally years, they're cute. Equally cute.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. Just Paris has always been like the bad troublemaker. Hard
to get.
She used
to weigh 2 pounds less though. Than
yeah, 2 pounds less easily. Yeah. And then I noticed my parents' dog Champ, dad told me to, he's like, I can tell him he's still really good. And he's just slowing down a tiny bit. Like I can see it. And he does have like a little bit of gray. And the thing is with their dog, they adopted him from a shelter. So they really have no idea how old he is, but my dad and him are just like best friends. My dad called him his best friend the other day. I'm like, he sent a video to me and mom and it's like, there's my best friend. And I'm
like,
geez,
what?
Mom.
I'm your best friend. And he goes, well, you know what I mean? Like a dog's your best friend. It's like, okay. And he's been asking me about, he asked me about him every minute. Like, did you go check if his heater's on? Did you make sure, I gave him a straw before I left. Did you make sure the water is pushed back farther? Did you make sure, if you fill it up all but an inch, she gives me a whole bunch of rules. The only thing is I've been feeding him way better. I said to Dave, he might come home and, he comes and sits up by me up by the garage and he like, I feed him up there instead of at his dog house. And he's gotten used to it now. Like today he immediately ran and came and had, you know,
mom gave him a whole like large pizza, pepperoni no. pizza from Pizza Hut, all but two pieces.
No, I ate one.
Yeah, exactly.
And
I
then
had
there's
zero.
Two left.
Okay, so all but three pieces of a large pizza.
Yeah, he really likes pizza. But I don't give it, that's not what I give him. I give him dog food for dinner and for breakfast. But like he comes to the door and he's losing weight.
He was,
because
yeah.
he's been running. He goes with Dave a lot and he just runs. And I said, he's getting thin. And so I think hopefully I put a couple more pounds back on him.
He usually gains weight in the winter, but dad was taking him like pheasant hunting, I think.
Yeah, and they were just running fields and running fields.
Because I noticed, I looked at him and one day I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, mom, is something wrong with Champ? He like, looks like he dropped like 10 pounds. And then she's told me, I'm like, oh, that makes sense. Cause like,
but now
that's
he's
a lot.
Not doing that. He's just, now he's been laying in the garage with me or just in that or
he's just, taking over whatever his owner does. So his owner's go with daddy. Yeah.
And
you.
With me, I'm not
he's
go,
just,
go, go. So
he's just sitting eating pizza, relaxing on the bed. Like.
He goes to both sliding glass doors and like begs me for something. Then he goes and lays down if I say no, that's enough or whatever. But you started it. You gave him the first piece of pizza.
No, I gave him two pieces back to
back. Oh, geez. That, yeah. See? So is it just me?
But I gave it like fresh and warm and he was so, I had never seen him so happy. I could literally see a smile on his face.
Yeah, but our other black lab loved pizzas too.
Mm-hmm.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give. But what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Because actually, when we had Rain was Jesse's dog, and we had him from when Jesse was like 4 until how old?
Oh my gosh.
How old were you guys? Jesse was already graduated.
Victor was already, I was already dating Victor.
So that when, yeah, when he were you?
Yeah, because Victor saw him fall at his old age and he had to help me get him up.
Okay, so he was like, that's how we had him a long, long, long time.
He was like 18 or 19 years old.
And for the last year, like, he pizza was his favorite thing. So for like the last year, I bought those dollar or something pizzas. And I made him a pizza every day. I literally made him a pizza because he was not eating anything. But if you took a pizza out there, he ate the whole pizza. So I would make him pizza and I would cut it up. And I bought him pizzas. He ate pizza all the time.
Mm.
So Labs must like pizza.
Except for he'd always leave the mushrooms perfectly cleaned waiting there.
Well, that I didn't get none with If I fed him something with mushrooms in it, yeah. He could eat the whole piece of pizza and dig out the mushrooms. That's like, say, if we ordered a pizza
Isn't
somewhere.
That like really like talented, I thought. Like,
but
that
then when I ordered him
pizza,
I just ordered them kind that had them little square pepperonis. That's what he liked.
Yeah. I remember, yeah.
And he ate them for like all the time. Like, they would laugh because I'm like, he likes pizza. I'm getting pizza. And I would just do it.
Yeah, no, for sure. I cook for him as much as I could, too.
He was just picky.
I'm just kind of, like, right now with my dogs, like, trying to figure out how to extend, like, I don't know. I want to give them stuff that they want because they're old. Like, if you're, like, 90 and you, because they're, like, really old, but, like, say you're 90 and you want, say, mom, say you're diabetic or something, and then you wanted, like, rice pudding every day. I'm not going to be like, well, I don't know. Will I be like, no, mom, like, you can't. And,
well, that's
and
why I
would
gave,
you
that's
rather
why I
do
gave Rain, that's yeah. why I gave Rain the pizza. Because
exactly.
He literally was not eating his dog food at all. Yeah. And it would sit there. And he ate that. And I was afraid he's never going to eat. And
it was really hard watching him. Everything that happened with him, it was hard.
Yeah, when your pets get older, it is hard to watch.
I just wish they could live to be, like, as old as their owner. You know what I mean? At least, I don't know. They become your child and stuff. So that's why it's really hard. And anyways. But yeah, that's a good spot to wrap up, I think.
Yep.
And I think next week, I think we might have Victor on the podcast, right?
That was going to be a surprise.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Sorry.
Well, yes, yeah, surprise, surprise. Special guest Victor, unless he backs out on us.
Yeah, he might actually back out. 90% chance that he might back out, so it might just be us again.
I figured you guys, with the holidays coming and stuff, you'd like to hear what's going on in his life, how he likes being a dad, because I don't think he's been on since all of that and what, you know, just the different kind of things.
Yeah, I think he wants to make an appearance, maybe, I don't know. When I told him, he was kind of like, okay.
It depends. That's what I'm saying. When we said, yeah, but then that doesn't mean come next week, he's going to say, oh yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. So you guys can wait and see. Thank you guys so much for listening. And we'll talk to you later.
Bye.